This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we are going to do a Five Reasons I Hate You at 8:25 for the New York Mets. Normally a football staple, but I think if you listen to this show, you know that it's easy enough to conjure up hate really any day of the year, sports-wise. And the Mets, I would say, pretty good target for the first week of the season. There's some good stuff that's rolling in on the text page. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I just remembered one. A reason to hate the Mets that was a staple of the triple threat back in the day that I'm not going to tease it. It's some amazing audio. I'm not even going to share it with you, Seth. It's a Mets-related bit of audio, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It made Ted Johnson very uncomfortable back in the day.
Oh, all right. Yeah. It's not Mr. Met, is it?
It's not, Mr. Matt.
It's not Mr. Matt.
Okay, well, we can add that to the list for sure.
I want to hit him right in that gigantic growth hormone-sized head of his.
Head, yes. I got it.
It's one of the unfortunate bygones of the human growth hormone era of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Mr. Matt's gigantic head.
Yeah, the heads are normal-sized again. It's a little disappointing. So let's do this. We did this yesterday. People had a lot of fun playing along in their cars. It's draft season. 4 weeks from today. Day one of the draft. And we've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610 all weekend long on the draft. Should be a whole lot of fun. But this is Pope Zaza's fabulous Scout Anon quiz game we're about to play here, where you have anonymous quotes from scouts, actual quotes about current or former Texan draft picks, players.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And yesterday, I think the toughest one today is going to be a linebacker. Maybe I'll save that for last.
Do that last, yeah. Let's do like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and start off with the $100 question, you know?
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. Okay, quarterback.
Okay.
We'll go all the way back to 2002 for this one.
Okay.
So, quarterback.
Okay. All right.
He's number one just because he's a better leader. Like the kid a lot. His character is really, really good. His mechanics are below average. I got to cut out some of the stats here. He's played the best in the biggest stages.
Ooh.
His best thing is his leadership.
It's got to be David Carr. I'm going to go with David Carr on that one.
Buzzer.
What?
It's Deshaun Watson.
Oh, when you said you were going back to 2002, I was
saying the range of candidates.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have told you it's a quarterback drafted in 2002.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I thought you were starting off super easy.
Okay.
That's when we go back to 2002. I thought that was... Okay, so it's Deshaun. Now, I will say this. Up to and including the mechanics thing, it did sound like you were describing David. I thought, like, yeah, this sounds like
David
what they
Carr
were saying about David Carr, like the leaders. He won a lot of big games at Fresno State. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
But not terribly accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the character is really, really good, remember.
Yeah.
Mechanics below average, yes. The other negatives about him is he threw 17 interceptions this year, which is terrible for a first-round quarterback, and a lot of them were really bad decisions. I think that Deshaun cleaned that up
definitely.
In his time while he was here. He made some bad decisions early, but he had that one. Deshaun, he kind of did a good job of a problem would present itself, and then he would figure it out and fix it. And for a while there, it was corner defensive back blitzes, and then he flipped it and fixed it. So to his credit,
there was never a point with Deshaun Watson where I felt he was overly careless with the football. Made mistakes, but I don't think turnovers were a major issue. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Well, some of it was like a byproduct of playing at Clemson. He said a lot of them were really bad decisions, just throwing the ball up for grabs.
Yeah, they let him do his thing there. Yeah, okay. So
all right.
I'm 0 for 1.
So I'll say you're 0 for 1. I feel bad about that one.
Okay.
Maybe for anybody playing along, driving in your car, I apologize for throwing the 2002 in there.
Yeah.
We'll have another quarterback later.
Okay.
In a window of time that goes all the way back to 2002.
Okay, yeah.
All right, this is an anonymous scout on a Texans draft pick who is an interior offensive lineman.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Smart, just not a killer. He's a cover-up interior offensive lineman. I never saw him as a guy who could move people around. He tested okay. That 40 time is horrible. I can see him being a backup for somebody.
Okay. Now, if anonymous scouts are talking about him, it's probably not somebody like a day three pick.
That's a good point there.
Interior offensive lineman. I'm going to say, is that Xavier Suofilo?
That was Juice Scruggs.
Juice Scruggs, okay.
Yep.
All right.
One of the other reports was pretty good athlete, a little bit sawed off, but he's thick, strong, and tough as nails. Great kid. His intelligence is good, not great.
Yep.
He's not ideal center intelligent, but he'll work his ass off to get it. That coincides with what we saw with Jarrett Patterson versus Juice Scruggs.
Definitely.
It seemed like Jarrett Patterson just handled making the calls in the mental side of the game a lot better. I still think Juice Scruggs has potential as a center. I don't think he's a guard at all. I think he's got potential as a center, but it's got to be that, okay, in his third year, he's
got to win the
really
job,
starting
man.
To click for him. Yeah.
Second-round pick. You got to win. Second-round pick. And I know I think people, there's a lot of people don't like when I keep the labels of what round they were picked on them once they're in the league already. But just in terms of, you second-round pick is a premium pick. You got to go win that job, man.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
This next one, tight end, draft pick of the Texans.
Okay.
And there was only one anonymous quote by him.
Okay.
I think there were a couple, but they were all pretty good. All ball, no BS type of guy. If I had to pick one to ride or die with, that'd be the guy.
Wow. A tight end. Man.
If I had to pick one to ride or die with, that'd be the guy.
And this is somebody drafted by the Texans. This isn't somebody that was brought into the Texans.
No, this is a Texans draft pick. Yeah.
I would ride or die with this tight end. Oh, boy. Well, Owen Daniels.
You want me to read you the names of the various
tight
ends the Texans have drafted?
Throw like five in the pool. This might work better if I have multiple choices here.
Tegan Quatoriano.
Okay.
Brevin Jordan.
Okay.
We've got Collie Waring.
Yeah.
Jordan Akins.
Yeah. Jordan Akins.
Yeah.
Ryan Griffin back in the day.
Yeah. CJ Fedorowicz.
Fedorowicz
kind of sounds like the name of a guy you'd want to ride or die with.
That
would
be
like one of these Eastern European basketball players. Yeah.
My first one that popped when you said tight end, the first one that popped into my head before you even read the quote, I'm like, this is something positive about Kahale Waring that we're going to have a good chuckle about afterwards. But I don't think that's the case because I don't think they would describe Kahale Waring as a ride or die kind of guy. I'm going to go with CJ Fedorowicz. I'm going to go with Fedorowicz on this one.
It was Buzzer.
Buzzer, okay.
It was Cade Stover.
Oh, why am I so blind on the recent draft picks?
Because I've planted that seed in your brain.
The 2002 thing is messing with me, man. Like I'm.
I'll be honest with you. These are all in the last 10 years. Okay.
Well, why did you say 2002? I was not good at this yesterday, and you're throwing me off the scent even more.
I thought you would have known, too, though, that these quotes only come out from the higher profile guys.
Well,
so
and has Bob McGinn been doing it for, has he been
probably
doing this
not,
for 20 years?
Probably not, yeah. So
and why did you even say that about 2002?
I'm sorry. So these are all from the last several years. Okay.
Someone just texted, 2002, I could be guessing Benny Joprue.
Yeah, that's the point. The Ryder, I thought the Ryder die might get you because CJ, I could totally see CJ Stroud saying about Cade Stover, he's a Ryder die
guy.
You know?
Totally, totally. All right, let's do another one here. This is fun. Okay. We're still having fun.
Texans interior offensive lineman.
Okay.
He's light on his feet and really strong. Okay. He pushes people around in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better athlete than you want to give him credit for because he's one of those gritty, grimy guys. Mm. At first, you're thinking, all right, is this just a strong, tough guy? But he played left tackle in a big conference, and he did pretty well.
Kenyon Green.
Yep, there
Kenyon
you go.
Kenyon Green.
Boom.
Yeah. I had
was
that
it the
one,
left tackle
no,
part?
No, I had that even before left tackle. That sounded like a familiar scouting report about him.
Yeah.
Which ended up being somewhat inaccurate.
The part about the run game is true. I think he showed a lot of promise in the run game. As a pass protector, he was just way too hit or miss. I guess if I had taken it back, I bet Xavier Suafolo had maybe a similar scouting report.
Yeah.
I thought you might have guessed Xavier Suafolo.
I already guessed him earlier, so I wanted to kind of vary it a little bit.
One quote about him, one of the positive ones.
Yeah,
this is interesting because this compares Kenyon Green to a guy that just got a $20 million per year contract with the Titans. Dan Moore started for the Steelers as a rookie from out of Texas A&M, and he's better than Kenyon Green. Or Kenyon Green's better than Dan Moore.
Wow. Who got $82 million a week ago?
Yeah, good job, Scout.
Dan Moore, yeah.
All right, good job with that on Kenyon Green. All right, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is a tight end. Texans draft pick who's a tight end.
Okay.
He can be that move-around guy. He'd never have to leave the field. He tries to as a blocker. He works at it. He's very intriguing. There's an incredible upside on his long-term playing career. He's just starting to grow into the position.
If this were Family Feud, I would have slapped the dinger like eight words into your description. That's Brevin Jordan.
Yep, that's Brevin Jordan.
That is Brevin Jordan right there, for sure.
And it really, honestly, a lot of these scouting reports, the anonymous scouts, I thought were pretty accurate with Brevin Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a willing blocker, but he's a smaller guy.
Yep.
Let's see.
What got me for Brevin Jordan was he could be a move guy, I think is what you said. That's Brevin Jordan.
Well, and this is the one, he ran okay. He's not running away from the Fred Warners, the Darius Leonards.
Yep.
Good little college player. I think you've just got to manufacture that guy getting open.
Did that guy
And that's
say-
what we've seen out of Brevin Jordan is like finding creative ways to get him open, and then with the run after the catch and everything else, he's nifty.
Did that scout say good little college player?
He did, yeah.
That is the most patronizing thing ever, man. That is,
but
like,
it's true. It was, I mean, it
good
was
little a, college
a
player.
Lot of the stuff he did in college. I thought that those scouting reports were accurate because I think the biggest misconception people have about Brevin Jordan is that he's a big guy because he's muscular. When you see him in person, he's a small tight end, so a lot of the stuff he was doing, the kind of bulldozing college kids, you saw that, all right, this isn't going to quite translate to the NFL.
Yeah, I guess. All right, give me one more. Let's do one more here. What do you got?
All right. Okay, this is going to be a tough one.
Okay.
This is a linebacker.
Linebacker. Drafted by the Texans.
Unique body type for the position. Makes a lot of plays, gets around the ball, can run. The question is, how much does he love football and being around it?
Ooh.
He's plenty tough, but his body just doesn't lend itself to being very, very strong. A little bit flimsy, a third scout said. Doesn't have a great base.
Wow.
I'm not in with him.
Wow.
There's no strength or knockback power when he tackles.
Okay. I probably should have the Texans draft board, like who they drafted in front. That would probably be a fair thing for me to have in front of me for this.
This last one, maybe. I'll give you that hint. There's no strength or knockback power when he tackles. Go back to various things that I would rant about, if you can remember.
Oh, okay. There's no strength.
Guy that had a lot of tackles, but like the guy had an obsession with not himself going to the ground when he tackled.
Zach Cunningham. All right,
good job.
All right,
that was one of my that when I saw that part of the scouting report, I was like, oh my god, yes, remember Zach Cunningham?
He
did not want to go to the ground.
No, it was amazing.
He would like tackle him and pick him up and try to drag him or anything and try to stay on his feet.
Oh my
God. It was the most infuriating thing that I was so frustrated with him.
And they paid him. They gave him a second contract.
That's right, they gave him a second contract.
They gave him a second contract. Oh, my God. Someone texted in as you're describing that linebacker that clearly has a very suspect description. Someone texted in, D'Amico Ryans. No.
I wonder if Bob McGinn was doing it. We should do it for D'Amico Ryans and various other coaches out
here. Yeah, and see what they say, for sure. That was fun. I think when we play this, as the czar of the game, Pope Zaza, do you think it's fair for me at least to have the Texans, the Pro Football Reference list of who they've drafted in front of me?
Yeah, have the draft history.
I think it makes for a better
100%.
Segment. Yeah, I think it makes
No, I don't think that's unfair at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I always do that. When you have me guest stuff, I usually have like kind of a list of a depth chart or something.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that was fun. Did you have fun playing that in your car? Text in. The people that texted in yesterday enjoyed playing that little game in the car. Little game down memory lane.
I poisoned the well a little bit with the 2002. I planted that seed in your brain.
That's
that made
okay.
It tougher.
I don't think it was done nefariously. I just think you were just, just laying it out there, the framework for it. I like to think it wasn't done nefariously. To make me look stupid.
Just for the quarterbacks, because they've only drafted so many quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot easier.
That's true.
And honestly, the quarterback descriptions, they make it pretty easy. I'll give you a Davis Mills really quick.
I didn't even bother.
Maybe I should have led with this. This is the only anonymous report about Davis Mills.
Gigantic neck.
Oh. He's like a one-read robot where he just stares down receivers. Just not a lot of natural feel for the game. His arm's good enough. He can run game. He can run some. He's not a playmaker. He's just kind of a one-read systems type of player.
I would have gotten that one right. And I would have gotten it when you said he can run some.
Yeah.
Because remember, you and I talked about it, like Davis Mills, 40 time, faster than you'd think. That kind
Our
of
skepticism
thing.
Over his 4.6 40 time.
Yep.
That was a COVID 40 time.
Text message, good game, loved it. Definitely enjoyed it. Keep it going. Seth did that on purpose.
I did with the quarterbacks. Yeah. I did. I admit to that. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for bleeping us, Seth. That was really good, guys. Let's see. There was one. God, the texts are flying in. Oh, someone says, man, I remember Seth losing his mind regularly over Zach Cunningham.
It would drive me so crazy. It drove me insane.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. When you were giving me hints on that one, I'm like, God, I can remember this. And then when you said didn't want to go to the ground, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Old Zacharoo up there grabbing those shoulder pads and trying to throw guys to the ground like he's a bouncer.
It was so odd.
Oh, my God. All right. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Mets edition. We're getting you ready for opening day a variety of ways on this show today. And we're going to do 5 Reasons I Hate You, Mets edition. If you want to text in, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and fire some reasons at us, 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.